Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since BMW moved to the upstate many years ago, South Carolina has become home to a large and growing automotive cluster. To celebrate the importance of this industry to our state, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley proclaimed February 20th through 25th as SC Auto Week, which is kicked off each year with the South Carolina Automotive Summit, a three-day industry conference that draws hundreds of automotive executives from around the world. Catherine Hayes is Executive Director of the South Carolina Automotive Council, the group that puts on this special week, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Greenville. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be back.
Before we get started in talking about the summit, share with us a little more about your organization.
The South Carolina Automotive Council focuses on four key areas that are critical to the success of the automotive industry, Mike: innovation, supplier development, workforce development, and strategic financial management. And we work with the vehicle manufacturers, including BMW, Mercedes-Benz Vans, and Honda of South Carolina, and a wide range of the suppliers like Bosch, Magna, BorgWarner, ZF, and also the technical service providers and partners who support the automotive ecosystem in the state.
And I understand you're actually part of the state's manufacturing alliance.
Correct. So the Automotive Council is an initiative and division of the South Carolina Manufacturers Alliance, and we're the only trade association that's dedicated to manufacturing in the state.
So go ahead and give us the details first on where, when is the upcoming summit?
The Automotive Summit is February 20th through 22nd. At the Hyatt Regency in downtown Greenville. It's the capstone event of the South Carolina Auto Week, and there's Auto Week events across the state. We kick off the actual Auto Week with a B2B supplier matchmaker, which is a key interest to our suppliers in the state. Then we continue with the Automotive Summit starting in the afternoon with Ingenious SC, the spotlight of the South Carolina Research and Commercial-Ready Technologies. Very interesting presentations by faculty, students, and entrepreneurs.
Well, Catherine, share with us who some of the speakers will be at this year's event.
Mike, we're really excited to have Paul Boris, who's the Vice President of GE Digital, deliver the keynote presentation, where he'll be talking about cutting-edge manufacturing applications of artificial intelligence and the man-machine intersection that will transform businesses. We also have Gary Silberg, our presenting sponsor from KPMG. This year, he's going to do a white paper presentation on deep learning. I see, I think, I drive, I learn. It's hot off the press. We know that things are changing across the industry and certainly across the United States. And so Mitch Bainwall, president and CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Manufacturers from D.C., will outline the future of mobility and the impact of the administration on the automotive industry.
Everybody seems to be talking about self-driving cars these days. Will this be a topic at the summit?
Absolutely. We'll cover both automated and autonomous cars and the connections between the two. We have a very interesting panel on Wednesday, the 22nd, led by Dr. Joachim Teierber from the International Transportation Innovation Center. And he'll have a panel of experts to share their experience and strategy for what we're calling the mobility revolution, how smart factories, smart cities, connected vehicles will all interact in the web-based infrastructure.
And with all the uncertainty involving trade, will that be covered?
We'll certainly talk about trade. We're privileged to have Secretary of Commerce Bobby Hitt from the South Carolina Department of Commerce do a keynote presentation on the automotive ecosystem, but also the impact of changes in the industry. And Mike Jackson, who's the director of the vehicle production forecasting at IHS Automotive, will give us a North American forecast, which will certainly be impacted by changes in our trade agreement. And we're privileged also to have a workshop preparing the supply chain for export to Mexico. This will be led by the Department of Commerce and also the U.S. Commercial Service.
Well, Catherine, I see a title of one workshop, Exposing Middle School Girls to Automotive Careers.
Yes, Mike, we're really excited to be able to offer that again and give them exposure to other women that are in the industry in technical fields.
Well, Catherine, one more time, give us the dates and place of the upcoming South Carolina Automotive Summit.
The Automotive Summit is Monday, February 20th through Wednesday, February 22nd at the Hyatt Regency Greenville. And we're really grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit about the Automotive Council and automotive industry in South Carolina with you and your listeners.
Thank you for your time, Catherine.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Catherine Hayes is Executive Director of the South Carolina Automotive Council. She joined us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization and the Auto Week events posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.